From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. Brazil has long been known for its music and distinctive dances, not for painting or photography. But that's changing. Not only are Brazilian artists now getting big play in major museums around the world, something new is happening inside Brazil, too. From Sao Paulo, NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports on Brazilians' burgeoning appetite for art.
So I'm at the biggest photography art fair in Sao Paulo. All around me in the light-filled rooms perched on top of the most expensive mall in the city are 25 galleries, and they're showing 250 works. The bubbly is flowing, and deals are being made. Brazilian art is hot.
It's booming. Brazilian art is booming.
That's photographer Claudio Edinger, whose work is being exhibited at the show. A Rio de Janeiro native, he lived for decades in the U.S., but then moved back to Brazil. His pictures capture a country in flux, the bright lights of Rio at night, the soft folds of hammocks on a barge in the Amazon. He says the country is undergoing a transformation.
Our references are all new. We're creating our references right now. So there is a world of things to do here that you don't find anywhere else.
But there's something else, too.
Money makes art grow.
And money there is. Lots of it. In the past decade, Brazil's economy has boomed. Many of the poor moved into the middle class, and the rich got richer. People started to travel more. That included trips to museums and galleries in New York and Paris and London. People here have become less parochial, analysts say, and their appetites more sophisticated. And it's the younger set, as always, who seem to be leading the way. Mariana Sugodolowski is a 22-year-old Brazilian who studied art in the U.S. She's at the fair today looking at what's on offer with her mother, a collector.
There's definitely more happening. Galleries opening, people talking about art, people who really look down on art. You know, I had friends who called it finger painting, and nowadays there's just a lot more interest in it and taking it seriously.
Fernanda Feitosa is the founder and director of Espe Arte, the main art fair in Sao Paulo, one of the galvanizing forces in the art world here. She says there is a whole new class of people buying art.
The fair has helped a lot to promote the awareness in the young, wealthy community of younger professionals who became more successful in their works, and art has become a preoccupation and a point of interest, and also perhaps for some of them a point of let's diversify investment and invest in art.
She says numbers are difficult to track because the market here is so new, and also many people don't disclose what they buy. But by what's been registered at Espe Arte, she can see the appetite for art is growing.
What we hear from the fair is like every year galleries improve their sales by 30%. Last year, the number of works sold was 45 million reais, and this year was 100 million reais. So we doubled.
And as demand rises, so do prices. Silvio Frota is a collector. He owns over 2,000 photographs.
Today it's a great investment. In the last 5 years, prices have gone up a lot, and that will continue. And it's good because it gives incentive to galleries to show the work people are doing and for artists to produce it.
But it's not just about buying. For the past few years running, according to an international survey of attendance at art exhibitions, Brazil has topped the charts with record-busting turnout for big museum shows here. Many of them are free, and they attract people from all social groups. The world, too, has discovered Brazilian art. This year, there will be a massive pavilion in Art Basel, Miami, dedicated to Brazilian art. There are also major shows slated as well. This month, painter Mira Chandel is having an exhibition at London's Tate Modern. A top-tier London gallery, White Cube, has also opened, the first foreign top-tier gallery in the country. Back at the Photography Art Fair, Claudio Edinger says Brazil has always been fetishized. The beaches, the music, the women. But the culture here goes much deeper, and it needs art to thrive.
We have a lack of education, a lack of cultural void that needs to be filled. If we are to become a nation, there's no nation in the world without strong cultural identity. And we're building that. It's fantastic.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, São Paulo.